victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, An Act of Fear. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So what about global warming? Go to Genesis. We're going to answer this once and for all. Unless the Bible's just not good enough for you. Genesis, the 8th chapter. We're beginning to get into the second part of this. What about the earth? What's God's plan for the earth? What's going to be the end of the earth? There are many who are trying to paint a, thank you, Lord, I forgot to say that last part, doctrines of demons. They include those things we mentioned, and they work to produce confusion and fear. Fear. Doctrines of demons produce fear. And you know, the Lord has actually had led us and got us ready for this the past two times we spoke. Because what have we been talking about? Fear. And here's the problem. The enemy can lead people, even God's people, through fear. If you're following fear, you're not being led by the Lord. You're being led by the enemy, by the devil. I know it's a strong statement, but it's just the truth. God leads us through peace, doesn't he? The devil leads whoever will follow him through fear. And so it's being preached. Fear has been preached that we are on the verge of a catastrophic happening in the planet, and that the planet is warming up. And it may be, but that don't mean everything. And that what's going to happen is all of the polar caps are going to melt, and sea levels are going to rise, and the earth is going to be flooded, and it's going to get so hot that the oceans are going to become stagnant and things are going to die and the animals can't live and you can't grow any crops. And it's all because you've been riding around too much in your car. Rascal. Somebody say, what about it? I'm going to tell you what about it. Ain't gonna happen. How do you know? Ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen. The world is not going to be destroyed because of global warming. I can guarantee you. Not gonna happen. Genesis 8, did you find it? Now you know I wouldn't say that so bold. Unless I had heard from him about it. And we did right here. There was a time when this planet was destroyed. You remember it? It was destroyed by water. So much water inundated this planet that absolutely every continent was covered. The whole earth was flooded. And everything and everybody perished. It was a global event, and it was a catastrophic event. But God had some chosen folks, and he had a way of salvation, and he spared them, and the earth didn't die, and the earth was replenished. But when this thing happened, God spoke a word concerning future destruction. And it's why I can be so bold about what I just said. What did he say? Right here. Genesis 8, verse 21. The Lord smelled a sweet savor. from the offerings they gave him. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. You believe that or not?
Yes.
Now here's why I can be so bold. Verse 22. While the earth remains. How long is this going to be? Long as the earth remains, there's going to be seed time and harvest. So I reckon you will be able to grow your crops. And now get the next word. Ah! Cold. There's going to be cold. There's going to be cold. No, no, it's going to be warm everywhere. No, it's not. No, it's not. There's going to be cold as long as this earth remains. There's going to be cold and heat. The cycles will continue. The seasons will continue. It's not coming apart. These folk that are preaching and so scared and trying to scare everybody, they overestimate their ability to mess things up. We've ruined the planet. We've ruined the planet. And we got to hurry up and get it fixed. Who do you think you are? Not only are you not big enough to fix the planet, nor are you big enough to ruin it. There is a God. He has a plan. He needs this earth for some stuff. And nobody's going to be able to destroy it till he gets through doing what he's doing. No matter how much you ride around in your car. Read it. Verse 22. Do you believe this verse?
Yes.
While the earth remains. How long is this going to be like this? While the earth remains, there's going to be seed time and harvest. That means we're going to get to eat from now on. Yeah. Going to be seasons. Yeah. Seed time and harvest. Going to be cold and heat. There are going to be times when you wear a short sleeve, and there's going to be times when you go to look for your coat, and that's going to be all your life and as long as men are on the planet. Don't you believe lies?
No.
This is the word of God. If he said there's going to be cold and heat as long as this earth exists, that's exactly how it's going to be.
Right.
So is the earth going to perish by global warming? No way. No how. It's not going to. Not like that. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and what else? See, there are people that try to scare us and tell us, man, you know, it's getting warmer and warmer in the northern latitudes, and soon it'll be summertime up there all the time. No, it won't. No, it won't. It's going to be wintertime. We're about to have some right now. And in a few months, it's going to be cold.
That's right.
And it's going to be cold next year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be cold the year after that.
Right.
And if the Lord tarries his coming, 500 years after that, it's going to be cold.
That's right.
Come on. So, Mr. How you know? Because I believe the Bible.
Amen.
I believe what God said.
Amen.
Just like this.
Yep.
And day and night. There's going to be sowing and reaping. There's going to be getting cold and getting hot. There's going to be summertime. There's going to be wintertime. How many know that means the seasons must be at least somewhere in the area of normal? Now, I'm not advocating seeing how many oil slicks you can make and how much smog you can put in the air. I'm not advocating that. I've already said there are better ways to live. There are cheaper ways to operate and better and cleaner. Let's believe God for it. Let's believe God. Let's do better. But don't you turn loose of Jesus and start serving Mother Earth. And don't you let somebody put fear in you that we are all about to perish because there's too many cars around.
Thank you, Lord.
This earth is not going to perish from global warming. It's a Bible fact. You believe it or not?
Yes.
Not going to happen. Glory to God. Well, How is the earth going to finish up? Can we save the earth? Well, the message of those that are confused is that we must sacrifice to save the earth. That we must what?
Sacrifice
in order to save the earth. Both of those are wrong. I said both of them are wrong. Number one, the sacrifice has already been made. And number two, the earth cannot be saved. Cannot be. The same thing that's happening to your body is happening to the planet. The curse is in it. The planet in its current state is not going to make it. But it ain't going by global warming. Somebody said, you believe in global warming? Nope. I believe in global melting. That's what I believe in. Anybody with me in here tonight? You know what I'm talking about? Go with me to Hebrews 1. Can we save the earth? No, we can't. We should be more concerned about the people. The people can be saved. The Lord's already paid the price for them. The planet can't be saved. But the Lord's already got a plan for that. How many think the Lord's already got it covered? Yes. Hebrews, the first chapter, tells us what's going to happen with the planet. We're going to look at more than one place. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 10. It says, you, Lord, in the beginning, you have laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They shall perish. What's going to happen to them? If God says they're going to perish, can you save them? No matter how green you get. If God says it's perishing, you can't save it. And they shall all wax old as doth a garment. That's what we mentioned before. See, just like your body's getting old, the planet's getting old. When something gets old, it develops weak places, wrinkles, bald spots, creaks, groans. And that's exactly what's happening in the earth right now. The planet's getting old.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Global Warming and the End of the Earth, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1305D. That's R1305D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.